B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Let's keep going.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. Leave us a message. Now, a couple days have gone by here for the Sixers reaction, but the Phillies fresh off the Yankees. So let's see what we have today on sound off.
Mike, I'm watching inside the NBA last night, and Shaq and Charles said something that was really, really stupid. They both said, well, why would the Hawks double-teaming Embiid? If them two idiots don't remember how when they played, every time they caught the ball in the post, they got double-teamed, I don't understand what they're talking about. That's what most teams do. When your best player has the ball, you run a double-team at him. It's been happening in basketball for a decade.
I didn't hear him say that, but how would you not double Embiid? Like, what's the benefit of having, you think Capella can play him?
Well, because Shaq believes that Embiid doesn't always catch it in the post, so why do they double him other places? They double him other places because he's dangerous on other places, unlike Shaq, so he didn't understand it. And Barkley already took the tack before the series that Embiid doesn't matter. It's about the other players. He literally said that. He said Embiid doesn't matter. It's about the other players. Shaq, so don't double him.
Shaq and Barkley don't see that little medium-range little wing jumper that when he gets it with his backside to the basket and it turns and makes that little thing. They haven't seen him make that shot a thousand times.
But they say every single time at every halftime of every game they do, that's settling.
Well, that's foolish.
That's what they say. He should never shoot that shot because that's settling.
These guys got to do a little more research on Embiid's game, man, and stop saying these old, tired, cliches.
You talk about Williams and you talk about Real Muto wearing a Celtics jersey and Williams wearing a Brooklyn jersey. McCutchen wore New York hat after the game yesterday on a post-game interview. Now, I know he was out there exchanging jabs with Yankee fans out in the left field, but I mean, I'm not saying that McCutchen's a bad guy because of it.
I didn't see him wear a Yankee. He wore a Yankee hat? On the podcast?
I didn't see that.
I didn't see her. I would have commented on it. That's a violation. Especially because he used to play for him. Can't wear any Yankee hat.
Sixers will lose their series because of one reason. Free throws. Nobody makes a free throw anymore.
The Sixers are going to lose this series? You haven't been watching Embiid at the foul line? Like the guy that scores 30-plus a game goes to the line?
Yeah, he shot 75%. Last game from the line, which is a bad game for him.
That was a bad game for him, but
think about how 75% is bad. They missed 14 free throws and won by 16. So let's say he missed 10 this game. Now they win by 22.
Yeah.
For all the Negadelphians that thought that the Sixers series was over at the game one, you need to watch hashtag Sixers Outsiders to get your basketball IQ up.
Look at that.
Been trying to tell people. Thank you, brother. I've been trying to tell people.
You know that one was going to be included.
I don't do the sound off.
The guys have put it together. Yeah. They're going to put that on there.
Trying to help you learn the game. That's what we do. We try to help people learn the game of basketball.
There you go.
Hey, Mike, I just heard a soundbite where Doug Flutie's interviewing Tim Tebow, and they're talking about playing golf together at Sawgrass at Tim Tebow's golf tournament. And I'm thinking, what was that? The outing of failed Heisman Trophy quarterbacks? Who completed their foursome? Eric Couch and Troy Smith?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, this Tebow thing, it can't get over with soon enough.
Yeah, I know. He just loathed it.
Ben Simmons sucks. That 24-second violation is totally on him. He's right under the basket. He passes it. What a moron. Get rid of this guy. What's he doing in this game? Nothing. He looks like garbage. Bye, Ben.
I assume that you made this call before the third quarter.
In which case,
you could have, you should have called to erase it. That would have been good form.
He could have corrected it. You are correct, Mike. I think he comes out more aggressive this game, though, I do.
Same over-under number, by the way, that I hit on last week. 28.5 for Ben. Points, assists, and rebounds tonight. Let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of summer.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Got an opinion?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.